This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The Truth, According to Ruthie Foster, is a Grammy-nominated album, and here's one truth it reveals, that Ruthie Foster is among the greatest blues singer of her generation. The Texas-born, gospel-bred musician is known for a soulful sound that seamlessly combines elements of her religious music upbringing with folk rock and country. The end result is a unique music experience that shows Ruthie Foster is not afraid to experiment with tradition. She's going to perform tonight in Raleigh at Stewart Theater on the campus of North Carolina State University. But first, we're lucky enough to have her in the studio to talk about carrying on the blues tradition and hopefully playing a few tunes as well. Ruthie Foster, welcome to State of Things.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Howlin' Wolf, what do you think?
Yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of Howlin' Wolf. My dad was a huge fan. East Texas is where I was born. And so he made it a point to make cassettes for me with Howlin' Wolf all over it and Muddy Waters and all that. But yeah, that was one of his favorites, Howlin' Wolf.
And gospel was also an important part of your upbringing?
Very much so. My mother's family, my grandmother's brothers, she had five brothers that all sang and one played the piano in our church. So gospel was a huge part of my family. And, you know, Wednesday was choir practice and Sunday was all day and Saturday was about getting ready for Sunday.
Yeah. But now I heard a story that you tell that says that you were quietly playing guitar in your room and your mother had to encourage you to sing.
Yeah, I was growing up around so many great singers was intimidating for me. And I did not want to, you know, would everybody had to come to age where you say, okay, well, you know, cuz it's your turn. Yeah, it came to be my turn. And I was playing really soft in my room one day and didn't think my mother even knew I sang. And she burst through the door and she said, baby, you just need to open your mouth and sing. And so I started doing the solos in church. And my first solo was Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. And I remember doing it and being so nervous about it. And I remember looking over at my grandmother. She sat in that amen corner. Every church has an amen corner. She's got the hat and she's got the fan, handkerchief. And I saw her lean over and give me a big old grin. And I knew I was going to be all right.
Will you play a song for us now?
I can do that. Yeah. Let's see. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on freedom. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on freedom. Let me say now that I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Don't you know that I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on freedom? Oh, I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on freedom. I'm walking and talking with my mind. Teaching and
preacher with my mind, yeah. Stay on freedom. I'm teaching and preaching with my mind. Stay on freedom. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, you know there ain't no harm to keep your mind. All right. Stay on freedom. Oh, there ain't no harm to keep your mind. Yes. Stay.
Foster live on the State of Things, going to be at the Stewart Theater on the campus of North Carolina State tonight, but we have her in the studio today. What an amazing song.
Oh, what a great song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great way to wake up, too.
It's a great way to wake up, then have a little lunch to that. I mean, it talks about both in the music itself as part of a movement. It was certainly an important song, but I mean, it's liberating under any circumstance, in any culture, at any time.
Indeed, indeed. I had a chance to sing this song on stage in it was a part of Texas, Conroe, Texas. I was opening for Odetta, and I had a chance to talk with her backstage before going out, and I went into this song at the end of my set, and I noticed everybody really started getting into it towards the middle there, and I didn't know she had just walked out on stage. she had walked out on stage. She was standing behind me, and she said in my ear, she says, "Give me a verse." So I just got out of the way and had a chance to listen to Odetta sing right beside me and get a chance to sing with her. And I'm so glad I had a chance to do that.
Yeah. Well, then you get to say that you inspired Odetta.
Well, you said that.
Or that song.
Yeah.
In 1997, you released your first studio project called Full Circle. And then right away, the critics, apparently not knowing what else to say, start comparing you to Ella Fitzgerald or Aretha Franklin. Mm. What did you think at that moment when you're all of a sudden in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I had no idea that was what people were hearing and what I was doing. But, you know, my background is not just gospel, folk, and blues, but I do have a jazz background. I went to school and studied jazz at a music program in Waco, Texas. There's a community college there, McLennan Community College, that they have a program called the Commercial Music Program, which is a lot like a lot of the schools that have these 1 o'clock bands and all that, jazz bands. So I did a lot of jazz as well. So it was nice that people were hearing a little bit of that and what I was doing. But I, to be put in that class, in that place, with those names like Aretha and all that, that was awesome.
Yeah, when I say they don't know what else to say, in a sense, it's not that you hear the voice or that it's in any way an imitation of that. It's just that that's the class, that's the category that you suddenly, you know.
Is that what it is?
That's what it sounds like.
It still makes
me
feel funny to read that. It's like, well, But yeah, it is cool to actually, to be put in that place, same place.
You spent some time in the U.S. Navy as well.
Yes, sir, I did. United States Navy, 4 years.
Were you singing and playing all that time?
Yeah. I actually got in the Navy to get out of music.
Wow.
I'll make the story short. But I had just graduated from music college, and I was just a little bit overwhelmed and inundated with music, so I wanted to do something different. I had always wanted to be in the military. And so I joined the Navy. I joined the Navy and went to San Diego, California, and worked around helicopters for a year. Did something really different. And I was at a Christmas party. My company commander heard me sing with their little band that they had there at the party. And he pulled me to the side and says, "You are in the wrong place."
You just can't get out of it, right? Your mother calls you out. Your commander calls you out. Your grandma's waving her hanky. You got to sing.
I guess so. That one, and that let me know that I could hold a conversation, not talking about music. I did that for a year. Right. You know, I could hold a conversation with people that didn't have anything to do with the arts or music. So I figured, okay, a year is about good enough. I think I'll try out for the Navy band. So I was in the Navy band as a vocalist for the rest of my time in the Navy, stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, toured all over the East Coast and Iceland and all these other really cool places.
And if your guitar breaks, you can always fix a helicopter. Will you sing another sing another song for us?
All right, then. How about a little blues? We do a little Runaway Soul. Oh, yeah. I believe my soul's found a happy home. My soul's found a heaven home, yeah. Oh, I left me waiting here to suffer on my own. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to say I'm sorry, so easy to be cruel. I'm such a long way from right, and I'm breaking all the rules I believe in. My soul found a happy home, yeah. Oh, and left me waiting here, yeah, to suffer on my own, yeah. I want to sing, ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I just want to sing me some, ooh.
Foster is going to be at the Stewart Theater on the campus of NC State tonight. She's here on the State of Things today. And you play, we talked about the number of influences in your music. Do you feel yourself as the heir to a tradition, somebody who's, when you approach your music, is it with that in mind, the idea that you're carrying forward a tradition?
No, not really. I really just, you know, I try to stick to what feels right to me, what feels real. And I guess all of those traditions are mixed in. It's in my blood work. It's in my bones. So if it comes out as that, that's great. I do, however, have written songs knowing that this is the direction I want to go. So I do write like that sometimes. But for the most part, I try to just let, you know, just be an open vessel.
Yeah, I would say, if I may, the music would never be carried forward if people like you didn't take precisely that point of view. It wouldn't be alive anymore if it were a museum piece and we're playing the old records. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that precisely that idea of studying, which you've done, you know, and carrying it forward that makes it sound alive.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned study. I study music a lot. I listen to music, but I'm constantly learning. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's also a part of my background. Just, you know, always learn as much as you can. And music is that's the choice that I've made to do with my life. That's my thing. So I try to learn as much as I can. I listen to a lot of different music. too.
And that's something, you know, I was surprised to learn that getting ready for the Howling Wolf segment, that he actually took guitar lessons late in his life. That's how important it was. And I think we sort of lose the idea when we think about, especially traditional musicians, they grew up hearing this stuff, so they grew up playing it. But all these folk, as well as you and other musicians, are actually learning as they go, whether it's formal study or just picking up from other musicians when they play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my tour manager, she laughs at me, but I traveled with this little mouthpiece for a trumpet. I joked around saying the trumpet's going to be my next thing, and she shakes her head and says, no, I can't travel. I can't carry anything else, please. And trumpet, no.
It'd be a great effect. You could just hang that instead of a harmonica. You just hang that off your neck.
Yeah, just
and just
kind of
lean into it. Lean into it, Ruthie. You can do that tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, if you go to the
Stewart Theater tonight, that's exactly what Ruthie's going to do. I want to give you time to play us out, so let me thank you so much for being on the show first.
Yeah, well, this has been a real thrill, and I appreciate you having me. There's a beautiful facility here, I have
to say.
Cool
place, isn't it?
Awesome.
Tell you what, I'm going to let you get ready and tell everybody else that Ruthie Foster is going to be at the Stewart Theater on the campus of NC State. Concert starts at 8. More information, visit ruthiefoster.com. or ncsu.edu/arts. That's the state of things for today. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, here's Ruthie Foster.
Well, I call my baby up a 2:45. Said, you better come on down and rescue me. I've got to leave this town, and I've got to leave right now, right now. I don't care who, what, when, or where. I want you to get me out somehow. Well, you know they said I need the rest, but I can't. Since I got here, I don't even sleep. I've got to leave this town, and I don't want to waste no